سخنران امشب جلسه تهران AA که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده دفتر خدمات جهانی و زیر نظر ناحیه 15 الکلی های گمنام در تهران است، آقای جوسی با هوشیاری 32 سال از کشور آمریکا می باشند و موضوع جلسه امشب آزادی از طریق هوشیاری و مترجم خوبمونم خانم سدی. سدی جان سلام عرض کردم، جلسه در اختیار شماست، بفرمید.
سلام به دوستای عزیزم، من سدی هستم. هلو جوزف.
هلو سدی.
How are you doing? Your voice is a bit low. If you could speak up a little bit and welcome to Iran. Go ahead and start.
Okay, thank you. How is that, a little better?
It's a little better, yes.
Okay, so I'll just
keep talking loud, yeah.
Okay. Hello everybody, my name is Joe Conroy and I'm an alcoholic.
Go ahead, Joe. You could do far more.
Okay. I live in San Diego, California. I've been sober since January 1st of 1989.
سلام دوستان عزیزم، من جو کانلی هستم، یک الکلی. من از سان دیگو کالیفرنیا با شما صحبت میکنم و هوشیاری من سال 1989 هستش. Go ahead, Joe.
And I wanted to thank Ellie for asking me to do this. We've been chatting for months during COVID, and I haven't been able to connect, to actually come online and do my story with you guys. I'm really looking forward to maybe sharing something that you haven't heard or hearing something that I haven't heard.
Okay. من میخوام از علی تشکر بکنم به خاطر دعوتش از من توی این جلسه. مدت ها بود که ما در طول کووید با هم دیگه صحبت میکردیم و بالاخره من اومدم اینجا و شاید که یه چیزی باشه که من بگم که شما نشنیدید یا یه چیزی که شما بگید و من نشنیده باشم.
Thank you. I have my big book open and it was highlighted to a line that I think is so apropos for what I have right now. It's on page 59. Actually, it's in the 12 and 12. Sorry, Cindy. On page 59.
Okay.
And the line goes, only by discussing ourselves, holding back nothing, only by being willing to take advice and accept direction, and we set foot on the road to straight thinking and genuine humility.
Okay, Joe, I got the first part of it, but your voice is very low. Could you really get close to your microphone?
You want me to try to put a head
It would be nice if you do that. And meanwhile, I translate what you say. Joe, میگه من میخوام از کتاب 12-12 صفحه 59 که صفحاتش البته با مال ما همخوانی نداره مثل این که صحبت بکنم، که میگه ما فقط با مطرح کردن آنچه که در درون ما هست بدون اینکه چیزی رو پنهان بکنیم میتونیم به بهبودی برسیم. و صدای جو رفت، حالا هدفون زده ببینیم چجوری میشه. اوکی جو.
Okay, does that come in a little better for you?
It's far better.
Good. Sorry, I should have asked you that first. Okay. So anyway, I have been sober all 32 years. I was born and raised in Boston on the east coast of the United States, and I arrived in San Diego 3 months after I decided that I wanted to quit drinking. And I have been sober since January 1st of 1989, and my life has never been better.
من 32 سالی که هوشیار دارم زندگی میکنم. در شهر بوستون به دنیا اومدم، اونجا زندگی کردم و 3 ماه قبل از اینکه تصمیم بگیرم که میخوام هوشیار بشم اومدم و در سان دیگو دارم زندگی میکنم. از 1 ژانویه سالی که بهتون گفتم، همون 32 سال پیش، من هوشیار هستم و زندگیم هیچ موقع به این خوبی که الان هست نبوده.
When Ali asked me to do this, he said if I could come up with a topic, and I know you do a topic afterwards, but I'm going to tell you what my topic is now. It's called Freedom Through Sobriety. Freedom Through Sobriety. And there's a beautiful line in the story in the big book called Freedom from Bondage. It says, the only freedom a human being can ever know is doing what you ought to do because you want to do it.
Okay, great. Ali به من گفت یه موضوعی انتخاب بکنم و من موضوعی که انتخاب کردم آزادی از طریق هوشیاریه، یعنی چجوری به واسطه هوشیاری ما میتونیم آزاد باشیم. و یه خط خوبی توی کتاب ما هست، یه جمله خوبی که میگه آزادی از دست خودم، از دست این منیتی که خودم رو به خودم وضع کرده. و گوه جو.
Okay, I didn't know that I was in bondage of self. I didn't know that alcohol had a grip on me that was more powerful than any chains that were ever put on my wrists or feet or anything like that. I didn't know that until I got sobriety. Once I was free from that, from the grip of alcohol, that I could actually tackle and help get over my alcoholism.
من نمیدونستم که اینطور خود مشغول هستم و در خودم حل شدم. خبر نداشتم که زنجیرهایی هست که الکل به دست و پای من بسته. و تا زمانی که من هوشیار نشدم نتونستم حمله بکنم به این چیز وحشتناکی که منو به خودم وصل میکنه، خود مشغولی.
Okay. When I grew up, I had five brothers and no sisters. My dad died when I was a young man. I was 12 years old or 13 years old, and my mom raised all me and my brothers until she passed away 3 years ago at 100 years old. So she was 49 when he died. He was 47, and when I was that age, the only thing that took that pain away was alcohol. It was the only thing that helped me express myself. It was the only thing that helped me to be myself, and it fed this perception that was going to be okay.
من 5 تا برادر دارم، خواهرم ندارم. پدر من در جوانی فوت کرد. وقتی من سنم کم بود، مادرم کمک میکرد برای امور خانواده تا اینکه مادرم هم 3 سال پیش از دنیا رفت. مادرم وقتی از دنیا رفت 93 سال سن داشت و پدرم 47 سال سن داشت. من اون موقع تنها چیزی که درد منو میتونست آروم بکنه الکل بود و من در این توهم بودم که الکل میتونه این کارو برای من انجام بده و من از دست خودم آزاد بکنه.
So from my age of 13 to 33 when I got sober, I was in this bondage of self. I was seeking freedom outside of myself, and I was locking myself in with this alcohol and drugs and mistreatment of myself and hate towards myself and towards other people and rage and selfishness. And it wasn't until I got sober, and actually several years after sobriety, when I could strip away all that defense and pretense and just try to be myself.
Okay. من از 13 سالگیم تا 33 سالگیم که هوشیار شدم توی این خودمشغولی غرق بودم و فکر میکردم که آزادی بیرون از خود من وجود داره. فکر میکردم رهایی از خودمشغولی خارج از منه و مدام با خودم رفتار بد میکردم، با تنفر با خودم رفتار میکردم، دچار خشم زیاد بودم که باز با خودم هم با خشم رفتار میکردم و خودخواهی های زیاد داشتم. حتی چند سال بعد از هوشیاری من متوجه این رفتارام نبودم و بعد از یه مدتی که از هوشیاریم گذشت تونستم دست از این چیزها بردارم و متوجهشون بشم.
And like early sobriety, when I first got on this meeting and I heard, I think it was Alam talking and then somebody was reading how it works, I didn't understand the language until I closed my eyes and I stopped listening with my ears and I started listening with my heart. And the same way with Alcoholics Anonymous, I didn't understand the language of sobriety until I let go of my old ideas and I started listening with my heart. That's that one line we hear a lot. It's the greatest trip we can have is from the head to the heart.
من اوایل هوشیاری که میگذروندم واقعا زبان هوشیاری رو نمیفهمیدم، متوجه نمیشدم. مثل الهام که وقتی داشت این چیزا رو میخون حالیم نمیشد، تا یه روزی که بالاخره به این نتیجه رسیدم که چشمام رو بستم و قلبم رو باز کردم و دست از ایده های خودم کشیدم. و یه چیز خیلی مهمیه تو کتاب ما میگه که یک سفری از مغز به درون قلب هستش. من این سفر رو انجام دادم.
So I remember being early in sobriety and sitting in meetings and my arms were crossed. It was just like I wanted to keep everybody away from me, and going back to that vision of freedom. In the big book on page 133, it says God wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. Wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. And I was never able to put myself in the us. It was always, I always heard that God wanted you to be happy, joyous, and free, not for me to be happy, joyous, and free.
من یادم اوایل هوشیاری می رفتم تو جلسه ها و دستم رو به سینه می زدم این شکلی و می شستم و دلم می خواست همه از من دور باشن. دوست نداشتم کسی به من نزدیک باشه. توی کتاب ما میگه که خداوند میخواد که ما آدم های خوشحال آزاد باشیم که از زندگی لذت ببریم. من توی فضای ما نبودم. همش دلم میخواست که فکر کنم خداوند میخواد تو خوشحال باشی، آزاد باشی و از زندگی لذت ببری. این برای دیگرانه و برای من نیست. تا زمانی که کم کم مفهوم ما رو فهمیدم که خداوند اینو برای همه ما میخواد.
So I had no idea that I was full of fear, and that's why I was crossing my arms. That's why I wanted you folks to stay away from me. That fear, that evil and corroding thread that the big book says our very lives are shot through with it, kept me in that bondage. And it wasn't until certain people, not everybody would come up and talk to me, one or two people would come up and talk to me, and they would say things like, how are you doing today? And I had no idea how to answer that question.
من هیچ وقت نمیدونستم، اصلا خبر نداشتم که چقدر پر از ترسم. و همینطوری که دست به سینه میشستم توی جلسه ها متوجه نبودم که این ترس ها و تهدید های ناشی از ترسه که منو در این خودمشغولی نگه داشته. و خیلی زیاد با من صحبت نمی کردن. یکی دو نفری هم که می اومدن به من می گفتن خب حالا احوال چطوره، و من واقعا نمی دونستم که چی باید جواب بدم بهشون.
And these people that I talked to you about, this was 32 years ago and they're still in my life. They might not be physically in my life. They might not live in San Diego anymore, but spiritually and emotionally, they are the foundation of my sobriety. These people that I didn't reach out to because I was so afraid. These people that reached out to me, they saw this hopeless alcoholic that was looking at the ground, that needed help, that didn't know how to say I need help, and they would come up. They would lift my chin and they would say, how are you doing?
این آدمایی که من بهتون گفتم میومدن میگفتن حالت چطوره و من نمیدونستم بهشون چی بگم، مال 32 سال پیش هستن، اما هنوز به یه شکلی توی زندگی من هستن. حالا ممکنه که فیزیکی توی زندگی من نباشن، تو سندیگو نباشن، ولی از نظر روحی و به لحاظ روحانی اینا زیربنای هوشیاری من هستن. این همون آدم های 32 سال پیش که نگاه میکردن به یه آدم ناامید و وحشت‌زده الکلی که اصلا نمیدونست داره چیکار میکنه و انگار که دستشون رو میگرفتن اینجوری زیر چونه من و میوردن بالا سر منو و به من میگفتن که اوکی میشه اوزا.
Little did I know they would be in a service. Like Seti is doing this morning, and little did I know that in the line in the big book it says we fit ourselves to be of maximum service to God and those about us, God and those people that are struggling, and in that being of service, I'm giving what was so freely given to me, and I believe like Seti, what happens is we our soul begins to reach for that sunlight, reach for that I think it's love. That's what I think it is. I didn't know that's what it was, but we're reaching for love, and at the same time, we're, I have to start giving that love away to somebody else who's struggling with alcoholism.
من نمیفهمیدم اون موقع متوجه نمیشدم که این یه نوعی خدمته که اینا دارن به من میکنن و این مثل سدی که الان اینجا مترجمه و مثل بقیه کسایی که دارن توی این جلسه خدمت میکنن خداوند توی این دست و پنجه نرم کردن ها به واسطه خدمت با ماست کنار ما وای میسته انگار که روح ما برای نور و روشنایی یه جورای تشنه هستش و من باید اون عشقی رو که به من داده شده من بهش میگم عشق و این عشق رو باید بدم به یه الکلی دیگهی که داره با این مسئله دست و پنجه نرم میکنه این چیزیه که من باید ردش کنم بره به دست الکلی های دیگه برسه
So what would happen was I would start imitating what these people were doing I didn't know that I was imitating love and service. I didn't know that I was when I would walk up to somebody who was new and I would say, how are you doing? I didn't know if they would actually have the answer to that question. I didn't know if they were going to be able to look me in the eye. I didn't know if they were going to be able to shake my hand. I had no expectations.
من این کاری که اونا واسه من کردن منم تقلید میکردم و اصلا نمیدونستم که این کاری که من دارم میکنم عشق و سرویس به یک تازه وارده نمیدونستم که اصلا وقتی حالشون رو میپرسم اونا جوابی برای من دارن نمیدونستم میتونن تو چشم من نگاه بکنن نمیدونستم که اصلا قبول میکنن با من صحبت کنن میان تو این فضا یا نمیان ولی این سرویس بود این خدمت بود که من میکردم
There's another line in the 12th step in the 12 and 12. It's the first line in the 12th step in the 12 and 12. It says, joy of living is our code, but action is the key word. And this is what was happening from the first AA meeting that I came into, that I was kind of absorbing everybody else's joy because I was watching what they were doing and There was a line when I first got sober. It said, listen to the music of Alcoholics Anonymous until you can understand the words. And I believe that's what I heard this morning when I listened to a Persian version of how it works. I was listening to the music of Alcoholics Anonymous.
میدونین توی کتاب 12-12 اولش میگه که شعار ما و صحبت ما لذت بردن از زندگیه اما کلید بهبودی ما و رمز بهبودی ما عمل کردنه و من اوایل که اومده بودم مثل اینه که لذتی که دیگران میبرن و یه جورایی به خودم جذب میکردم و اینو میدیدم و توی AA میگن که گوش کن به موزیک به این موسیقی انقدر گوش بکن تا بتونی صحبت‌ها رو بفهمی و منم امروز که داشتین این پمفلت رو به زبان فارسی می‌خوندین همین احساس بهم دست داد که این یک موسیقیه و تو زبونش رو می‌تونی کم کم بفهمی. Okay.
So I would see all these people that were happy, joyous and free and I would ask them how do you get there? How do you become happy, joyous and free? I thought it was a pill. I thought it was something other than taking some action that I was that just said that the joy of living is our code, but action is the key word. And that's when they told me you have to start working through the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous.
من اول که اومده بودم می دیدم که آدم ها خوشحالن و دارن لذت می برن و آزاد هستن احساس رهایی میکنن ازشون مدام بپرسم آخه چطوری داره این کار انجام میدی و فکر میکردم این یه قرص داره که میشه خورد و انجامش داد و به من میگفتن که باید بیای و قدمای 12 خانه رو انجام بدی تا متوجه بشی
So then I noticed there was a big difference between the fellowship of AA which is the meetings, which is my friends in AA, and the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, which is the program of action that's outlined in the Big Book and the 12 and 12 and our other literature. And those are the things that were daunting for me. Those were the things that I had to ask somebody else. I had to ask a sponsor for help to take me through the literature and help me understand what the words of Alcoholics Anonymous really mean.
من بعداً فهمیدم که یه فرقی وجود داره بین خود انجمن که شامل دوستای منه و جلسات هستش و بین خود برنامه که شامل عمل کردن دوازده دوازده و نشریات هستش. عمل کردن به دوازده قدم و اونجا بود که دوزداریم افتاد که من نیاز به یه راهنما دارم که به من کمک بکنه من دوازده قدم رو درک بکنم، به من کمک بکنه که من نشریات رو درک بکنم و از اونجا بود که برام شروع شد.
When I was still drinking, and the first person that I talked to that was a sober person in Alcoholics Anonymous, he said something to me that I have never forgotten. It was 33 years ago because I didn't get sober right away. He said to me, he said, Joe, there will come a time when you're done with alcohol and you ask some power greater than yourself for help. You will probably never have to take another drink as long as you live.
Okay. من یادم میاد اون موقع که هنوز مشروب می‌خوردم اولین آدم هوشیاری که توی انجمن بهش برخوردم 32 سال پیش که البته من هم اولش هم پاس نشدم یکمی تو کشید هیچ موقع حرفش یادم نمیره به من گفت جو یه زمانی میرسه که تو دیگه کاملا کارت با الکل تموم میشه و از یک قدرتی که از خودت بالاتره خواهی خواست که به تو کمک بکنه و این داستان تو به پایان میرسه. اون حرفا رو هیچ موقع یادم نمیره.
When he said that to me, I was living in Boston. I was still drinking. I hadn't conceded to my innermost self that I was an alcoholic. I told him that I had a problem with alcohol, and he gave me that line, and it scared me. It not only scared me, it made me move out of the city of Boston and move 3,000 miles over the other side of this country to be alone. I just wanted to be left alone. That's what I thought. But I believe when I first asked him for help that I was divinely intervened into finding sobriety.
وقتی اینو به من گفت من هنوز تو بوستون بودم هنوز داشتم مشروب می‌خوردم و هنوز به درون خودم اونجوری پی نبرده بودم که من یک الکلی هستم هنوز به این درک نرسیده بودم ولی حرفای اون باعث شد که من 3000 مایل بیام این طرفتر به سندیگو و این یه نوع مداخله روحانی بود که اون با اون حرفش برای من انجام داد که من اومدم سندیگو و به گفته خود جو 3 ماه بعدش هم هوشیار میشه.
So it's really the irony here is that I wanted to not drink the way I was drinking. I didn't know I wanted to be sober. I didn't know I wanted freedom from alcohol. I didn't know those things. And yet, when he told me that line, I realized that was the freedom I was looking for, to do what I wanted to do simply because I wanted to do it, that I wanted to be happy, joyous, and free, and I couldn't be happy, joyous, and free when I was in bondage of alcohol.
وقتی این حرف رو به من زد یه چیز عجیب بهتون بگم اینه که من میدونستم که نمیخوام مشروب بخورم اما نمیدونستم واقعا میخوام هوشیار باشم و چجوری موضوع ولی وقتی که بهم گفت متوجه شدم که منم میخوام خوشحال باشم منم میخوام رها باشم و منم میخوام بتونم از زندگیم لذت ببرم حرفای اون که به من گفت یه روزی میرسه که تو دیگه هیچ الکلی رو دست نمیزنی و یک نیروی مافوق تو به تو در این کار کمک میکنه اون حرفا باعث شد که منم بگم خیلی خوب منم این آزادی رو میخوام منم این آزادی رو میخوام و از اونجا اتفاق افتاد.
So I came into Alcoholics Anonymous broken. I came in broken and that's the best place or the best way to come into AA. Broken internally, not externally. That the brokenness is what people identify with. The brokenness is what these people would come up and say, how are you doing? They identified my brokenness through their own experience. And I didn't know this was happening. I thought they wanted something from me, and yet they just wanted to give me myself, really. That's what they were doing.
من اومدم به AA یک آدم کاملا شکسته و ورشکسته و میدونید به نظرم این بهترین شکل اومدم به AA هستش. ورشکسته داخلی نه خارجی. و وقتی من اومدم آدم های رو میفهمیدن، در من میدیدن و میخواستن که به من کمک بکنم، من از این حالت ورشکستگی نجات پیدا بکنم.
And I started to hear people share in a general way what they were like, what happened, and what they were like now. A lot of times people share what it was like, what happened, what it is like now. And what they or what I am like and what it was like are two different things. What I'm like is a scared, fear-based, angry, resentful person. What it's like is material stuff. It's something you can put in your hand. And that's not what Alcoholics Anonymous is about. We put each other's hand in our hand. We touch each other's soul physically so we can actually connect spiritually.
وقتی من شروع کردم مشارکت‌های کلی آدم‌ها رو بشنوم، این بود که اونا میگفتن چطوری بود و چطوری هست، من چطوریم و الان اوضاع چطوریه، و میفهمیدم که من یک آدمی هستم پر از ترس و پر از خشم، و ما تونستیم از طریق این انجمن، اونا تونستن روح منو لمس کنن، و توی این انجمن اساسا با لمس کردن روح هم دیگه بود که ما تونستیم به اینجا برسیم.
And then I started working the steps. I mean, this is where I'm not going to go through the steps because that's not what we're going to talk about. I'm going to try to talk about some of my experience with that, with my resistance to do it. And it's okay. I remember the first person that I asked to sponsor me, I just liked what he had to say, and I wanted what he had, and I didn't know what that was.
بنابراین من شروع کردم قدم ها رو کار کنم. الان راجع به قدم ها نمیخوام صحبت کنم چون موضوع جلسه ما الان قدم ها نیست، اما از تجربیات هم میخوام بگم و یه مقدار از مقاومت هایی که در مقابل این قدم ها انجام دادم. من اولین آدمی رو که بهش برخوردم که ازش خواستم راهنمون بشه، ازش خوشم اومد و درست حسابی نمیفهمدم چی میگه، ولی اونی رو که اون داشت میخواستم و درست حسابی هم باز نمیفهمیدم که اون چی داره و چجوری باید بخوام.
And I remember him asking me, am I powerless over alcohol? I said, oh, I am. I cannot not drink. And then he asked me, is your life unmanageable? And I had to go, I don't think so. What does that mean?
یادم از من پرسید که آیا تو در مقابل الکل کم بود و قدرت داری؟ گفتم آره، من نمیتونم مشروب نخورم. گفت آیا تو زندگی غیر قابل اداره هستش؟ گفتم نمیدونم، اصلا نمیفهمم معنیش چیه.
And he turned me to page 52 in the big book. And there's a paragraph in here, and I'm going to read it in the first person. Seti, you can follow along. It's the second paragraph down. And he just asked me a series of questions. He says, are you having trouble with personal relationships? Can you control your emotional natures? Are you a prey to misery and depression? Can you make a living? Do you have a feeling of uselessness? Are you full of fear? Are you unhappy? Can you help other people? And I was able to answer every one of those questions in the affirmative that, yes, that's my life as it is. He says, then your life is unmanageable.
راهنما وقتی من گفتم معنی منظورتون متوجه نمیشم از زندگی غیر قابل اداره، منو برد به صفحه 52 پاراگراف دوم و از من چند تا سوال کرد. گفتش که آیا تو در روابط شخصیت مشکل داری؟ و سوال بعدیش این بود که آیا تو مسائل عاطفی و احساسی خودتو میتونی کنترل بکنی؟ بعد به من گفتش که آیا قدرت امرار معاش داری؟ میتونی پول در بیاری زندگی تو بچرخونی؟ و بعد پرسید که احساس بیهودگی میکنی؟ آیا ترس تمام وجود تو رو گرفته؟ آیا غمگین هستی؟ آیا افسرده هستی؟ آیا میتونی به کسی و به دیگران کمک بکنی؟ و وقتی اینا رو از من پرسید، من گفتم که فکر میکنم متوجه منظورت میشم که غیر قابل اداره یعنی چی؟
So after he showed me what the unmanageability was, he just took me to page 83, which is at the bottom of page 83 is the beginning of the promises. And I'll just read a couple of them. But it was they were the exact opposite of what my life was like when I was drinking. It says, if I'm painstaking about this phase of my development, I'll be amazed before I'm halfway through. I'm going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. I will not regret regret the past, nor wish to shut the door. I'll comprehend the word serenity, and it goes on and on. But he was able to tell me, if we get through these steps, there'll be a transformation, and you'll become the person God wants you to be.
Mm-hmm. خب وقتی راهنما منو متوجه کرد و منظورش رو تونست به من بفهمونه که غیر قابل اداره چیه، بعد منو برد به صفحه 83 کتاب بیگ بوک و به من گفتش که خیلی خب، حالا در صورتی که توی این مقدار از تحمل درد و رنج ما رفته باشیم به جلو، متحیر میشیم قبل از اینکه حتی نصف راه رو هم بریم که چه نتیجه‌ای بر ما این خواهد داشت. ما شروع میکنیم به راجب قولها و وعده ها داره صحبت میکنه، راهنماش بهش اینا رو گفته که ما شروع میکنیم احساس آزادی و خوشحالی تازهی بکنیم و کم کم دیگه میفهمیم که از گذشته خودمون پشیمون نخواهیم بود و آرزوی فراموش کردن گذشته رو هم نخواهیم داشت، در حین اینکه در رو هم بر روی گذشته نمیبندیم و یه مفهوم جدیدی از صلح رو ما تجربه میکنیم. و این همینجور ادامه داشت و گفت و اینا وعده هایی بود که راهنمام به من گفت اگه پامو بذارم توی 12 قدم برا من انجام میشه. و بعد به هم گفتش که اگر قدم رو کار بکنی کاملا متحول میشی و تبدیل میشی به یک چیز جدیدی. جو.
So what he did for me was he bookended the first step and the ninth step. He gave me the direction to where we were going. He said, if you want the joy of living, you're going to have to take the action, Joe. Just because you asked me to sponsor you doesn't mean that I am going to do the work for you. You're going to have to do the work. You're going to have to take the inventory. You're going to have to write out your lists. You're going to have to write out your amends list. And then you're going to have to knock on the doors and do the job that's going to clear away the wreckage of your past so you can live free today.
خب میدونی کاری که راهنمام داشت میکرد اینه که توی کتاب برای من چارچوب قدم 1 تا 9 رو نشونم داد از طریق کتاب و به من گفت ببین اگه میخوای لذت ببری از زندگی همونطوری که میگی و اون لذت رو تجربه بکنی باید عمل هم بکنی. صرف این که من راهنمای تو باشم این نمیشه که تو به اون نتیجه برسی، باید یک سری کارا رو بکنی. تویی که باید تراز بنویسی، تویی که باید جبران خسارت بکنی، تویی که باید بری در بزنی در خونه مردم و اونهایی که بهشون خسارت زدی و اون کارا رو انجام بدی و در نهایت این تویی که باید خرابی هایی که در گذشته به بار آوردی رو جبران بکنی.
So I had this perception that was going to become a job. And if you're anything like me, I don't want to work. I don't want to do the work. I want you to do the, I want you to take away my pain. I want you to give me what I want. And then my sponsor said, it's time for you to stop being a taker and start being a giver. And in order to be a giver, you're going to have to do the work to uncover these things that are blocking you from having great relationships with people, with God, with your family, with loved ones, so you can actually be okay in your own skin. I had no idea that this was going to be what was going to happen when I stopped drinking and then surrendered to the fellowship and then surrendered to the program and then surrendered to myself.
Okay. من وقتی این رو راهنما بهم گفت که این تویی که باید تراز بنویسی، تویی که باید بری در بزنی در خونه ها و جبران خسارت بکنی، این تویی که باید، و من این تصور رو داشتم که خب این مثل یه شغله، یه کاریه که من باید انجام بدم و میدونید که من نمیخوام کاری انجام بدم. من اساسا دوست ندارم که کاری بکنم. من دوست دارم که تو درد منو از من بگیری و اونو از من ببری و دوست دارم که اونی که من میخوامو تو بری درست کنی، جور کنی، بیا اونو به من بدی. و اون موقع بود که راهنما بهم گفتش که ببین جو، تو باید کم کم شروع بکنی از یک گیرنده تبدیل بشی به یک دهنده و دیگه خیلی تقاضای گرفتن نداشته باشی، به این فکر بکنی که بعد یه چیزهایی رو بدی و اونی که سد راه توه بین خودت و دوستات، خودت و آدم ها، خودت و اونایی که بهشون عشق میبرزی، اینا رو باید خودت شناسایی کنی و از بین ببری و اینجاست که شروع میکنی تو پوست خودت بگنجی و از این لحظه است که باید شروع کنی تسلیم بشی به انجمن و به برنامه. و دیدید که جو تفاوت انجمن و برنامه رو هم گفتش اون موقع. Okay,
and then he said, okay, now it's a really quickly getting you through. He said, but the 10th step says, continue to take personal inventory, and when you're wrong, promptly admit it. He said, it does not say continue to take personal inventory, and if you're wrong, promptly admit it. It says when you are wrong. So you're probably going to be wrong a lot. And this is going to be the essence of humility. And this is really going to help you to live happy, joyous, and free. When you live in the 10th step, the 11th step, and the 12th step, you're going to be of maximum service.
Okay. میدونید راهنما میگم گفتش که خیلی خوب، حالا یه ذره بیا سریع از قدم 10 بهت بگم. گفت قدم 10 میگه که ما به تهیه ترازنامه خودمون ادامه دادیم و هر موقع در اشتباه بودیم اونو سریعا اقرار کردیم. به من نگفت اگر در اشتباه بودی، کتاب میگه وقتی که در اشتباه بودی، این معنیش احتمالا اینه که من قرار زیاد اشتباه بکنم، زیاد گفت اشتباه میکنی و بلافاصله باید اقرار بکنی و این که من زیاد اشتباه میکنم و باید اقرار بکنم یه جورایی روح واقعی فروتنی هستش، خمیر مایه فروتنی همینه که در قدم 11 و 12 اونو به تو میده.
And I started sponsoring people. I started doing the 12th step right away. And I just thought that was very easy. But I know I overlooked the 11th step, that prayer and meditation. I just fleetingly did it. And it probably wasn't till maybe 10 or 15 years ago that I really started practicing meditation on a daily basis. And it changed my life. When I would sit for 30 seconds when I first started to do it. And then it was 30 minutes after years. But it was just, it helped me just get into the moment.
Okay. We have the same experience here, actually, too.
Wonderful.
To me. میگه خیلی خب من شروع کردم راهنما بشم برای دیگران و قدمارم شروع کردم سریعاً کار بکنم و مدت ها طول کشید. به نظر میرسه و نه به نظرم نمیرسه، به طور واقعی من قدم 11 رو فراموش کردم، سالها طول کشید تا من قدم 11 رو انجام بدم و این برای من معجزات به وجود بود. اوایل من 30 ثانیه میتونستم دعا و مراقبه بکنم که اونم خوب بود و بعدن رسید به 30 دقیقه و قدم 11 بود که خیلی تحولات بیشماری تو زندگی برای من به وجود بیاد، چیزی که من اصلا کلن انجامش نمیدادم.
And in all that work, finding happy, joyous, and free is like there's something very spiritual about the number three. I'm really not too sure what it is, but there's you know, the third step is the step when I make a decision to turn my will and my life over to this power greater than myself, and it all is about surrender. It's not about expectations. It's about just surrendering to the now, surrendering to the moment. And hopefully, if you're struggling with sobriety, if you're struggling with the fellowship, if you're struggling with your sponsor, surrender your old ideas and ask for help to find new ideas.
Okay. میدونی تو تمام این کارها آزادی، رهایی و لذت وجود داشت. من وقتی که اومدم و در قدم سه تصمیم گرفتم که اراده و زندگیمو واگذار بکنم به یک نیرویی که از خودم قوی تره، فهمیدم که همه چیز تو این برنامه راجع به تصمیمه. هیچ چیزی تو این برنامه راجع به توقع نیست. توقعات نه، تصمیم. و تصمیم به حالا و لحظه و اتفاقی که داره میفته. شما اگه یه آدمی هستین که تو برنامه به یه شکلی دارید دست و پنجه نرم میکنید با خود برنامه، با انجمن، با راهنما و با مسائلی که اینجا بهتون میگن، بهترین کاری که میتونید بکنید و تنها کاری که میتونید بکنید تسلیم شدن هستش. تسلیم.
Okay, and I'll close with this. And Seti, I'm going to read a bunch, so I'll put it in a chat for you so you can see it, if that helps you. Not a bunch. Okay. I'm going to read something so it'll actually help you as well if you have to translate it. So the immediate object of our quest is sobriety, freedom from alcohol and from all its baleful consequences. Without this freedom, we have nothing at all. This is a letter that Bill wrote in November of 1960.
Are you going to put it on the chat?
I did. Did you see it?
Okay. Not yet. Let me go and take a look at it, please. Give me a second. I don't see anything on the chat, but go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so it says, in this quest, freedom quest, oh, you want to translate?
Yeah. Go a little slower and back up, and I will try to translate that.
Oh, okay. The immediate object of our quest is sobriety.
As you see. Because I didn't see anything on the chat.
That's interesting. Okay. The immediate object of our quest is sobriety.
Yo.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
I can hear you.
You know, I'll skip this because it'll be too confusing. I'll just try to wrap it up here because I've just had so much fun actually talking about my own experience and watching you translate and looking at the sparkle in your eyes and just knowing that there's 79 people on the call. Hopefully they have some sparkle in their eyes that they didn't have when they first got here. I love being sober. It's by far the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. And I want to thank you guys for letting me sit in and enjoy your meeting.
Okay, that's good. Let me translate that. جو میگه خیلی خوب. من میخوام بهتون بگم که از این صحبت خیلی لذت بردم. فقط عکس سدی رو میبینم و یه برقی تو چشماشه و 79 نفر دیگه هم توی این فری کنفرانس هستن که امیدوارم الان یه برقی تو چشمشون باشه که اولش نبوده، یعنی من تونسته باشم یک تغییر ایجاد بکنم درشون. و من عاشق هوشیاری هستم، عاشق شماها هستم و ازتون ممنونم که منو دعوت کردید. من اینجا حرفای جو تموم شد، من با جو میخوام خداحافظی کنم. جو، it was a pleasure being your translator. I learned a lot from you. Welcome to Iran again. And I hope to see you again.
Thank you.